Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And you guys, if you are feeling isolated, if you're feeling like you don't have a tribe of women, like-minded people to really help you transcend from where you are right now into the person that you know you are being called to be, or maybe you're getting that soul calling and you're not quite answering it yet, and it's turning more into a scream and it's starting to make you feel even more awful than the thought of facing the fear around doing that actual thing. If you're in any of these positions, you have to join me this year at The Bliss Project. It is March 2nd through the 4th in Newport Beach, California, and it is going to be a life-changing weekend. If you've been wanting to bust through your fears and really meet a like-minded tribe of people, this is exactly where you must be. If you're feeling called to this, I want you to go check it out at theblissproject.info right now. It's also in the show notes. And who is this event for? You guys, I really want to get clear on if you're feeling called to it. I want to make sure that you know what is going to go on there. So if you have always had a desire to do something big, but you've always been afraid to follow through, if you feel like you don't have the tools or the expertise to take the next step, if you wish you had that tribe of supportive people, if you're ready to take that next step into the next level, but you have no idea what that's even supposed to look like, or if you just want to feel more fully alive each day, and this is absolutely for you if you want a deeper connection and understanding in your relationships, if you want to become more fulfilled in your own job that you have right now and in daily tasks, if you want to know the true desires of your soul, and if you're ready to enjoy the journey just as much as the destination. And truly, if you are feeling called to expand your spiritual connection, we're going to be doing some incredible exercises, meditations. We have some awesome teachers who are going to come in and really give you the space to understand what that feels like for you, because for everyone, it's so different. But to be able to do it together makes you feel even more connected than you've ever felt before. So if you're interested in meditation, if you want to create a solid foundation for all of your goals and dreams to be built on, or if you just need a mental reset, a confidence booster, and to really own your own personal power, you guys, this is the place that you want to be. So there are still some tickets left, but they sell out fast, you guys. And this year will be the best Bliss Project that we've ever done. We have a really amazing team working on it. And we're adding so many more things than we have ever done in prior years, because I know that when I get the opportunity to put epic women into a room, I want magical things there so that you guys can truly have the tools to create your own amazing transformation and experiences. And you guys, what happens there is nothing short of miraculous. So if you're ready to create your transformation, if you're ready to step in, if you're ready to have your tribe, this is where you want to be. And I hope that you join us and that I get to meet you and hug you and see you there. So theblissproject.info. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm excited today to have you meet Eric and Chris Martinez. They're known as Dynamic Duo, and they operate a world-class online training, nutrition, and lifestyle consulting business called Dynamic Duo Training. They are also business coaches that help fitness enthusiasts grow their online businesses. Chris and Eric have worked with thousands of people via online and in person to help them look better, feel better, perform better, and live a dynamic lifestyle through training, nutrition, mindset, personal development, and lifestyle practices. They practice what they preach on a daily basis, and that is to live a dynamic lifestyle, which in their eyes means to keep evolving in life, training, and nutrition, and to never live a static and complacent lifestyle. So you guys, I'm really excited for you to hear this conversation because I really love when I bring men on who are willing to be really vulnerable and talk about the journey that they've gone on in their life, not only lifestyle and mindset, but also personally and the things that they go through physically, because I think that we can always find a lot of beautiful perspective when we talk to somebody maybe of the opposite sex or who takes a completely different approach than we do. So you guys, I'm really excited for you to listen into this conversation. So let's get started. Eric and Chris, I'm so excited to have you on the show. Thank you guys so much for coming on.
Lori, the pleasure is all ours. Thank you so much for having us on your show. We're very grateful to be here. Thanks, Lori. We're ready to rock it.
Oh, awesome, you guys. And you know, it's so crazy because you're those people who kind of, we've been running into each other at different things and just, it's that timing where you're both like, okay, you have a podcast, I have a podcast. I keep seeing all of your stuff. I think we're meant to connect in some way. So let's just do this. So
absolutely. No, I love it. Yeah. And what's funny is we first, saw you speak at your TEDx talk with Cole Hatter and we were just blown away by your talk. So, you know, great job on that. And then we ran into you again at Thrive too. And then you killed it on stage there. So
it's destined.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you guys so much. It's actually really cool to meet people who were there and just to have those people cheering for you. And likewise, now I'll be cheering for you guys. So just the support feels so good. We all have to support each other and connect with each other because it's such a collaborative time. Have you guys found that with everything that you're doing, just the more people you connect with and collaborate with, it's like the more elevated you become?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and one of our mottos is just, you know, always, you know, be a giver, not a taker, and just, you know, be there to help others and serve. And, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, it's just all about, you know, cheering everybody on.
I totally agree with that. I find in my business and just in my life, it's like the more that I can just ask, how can I add value and how can I help people without any more? Like, I know a while back it used to be like, okay, I can help this person because they could help me with this. I'm just being totally transparent. But now being able to detach and just say, you know, I get the benefits just from helping this person. And yes, energetically it is a boomerang, but just to help people. So what is something that you guys do when you go into, you know, because all these people that we're talking to on the podcast, you know, they're entrepreneurs, they're people who do want to up level the planet, but also they're people who want to follow their dreams. So sometimes we can get a little stuck in the following of our dreams with thinking that we have to go out and pursue and get and connect. So what's an attitude that you guys bring to everything that you do, that you've found has really served you?
Yeah, I mean, something for ourselves has just been a mindset shift. You know, we're huge on really investing in mentors and coaches because they've kind of, you know, pioneered the way, they've paved the path, they've made mistakes. So for us to accelerate the learning curve through working with mentors, doing coaching days, whatever it is, we're all about that. You know, so with the mindset shift comes basically that you just sit there and don't have to really, you know, realize that basically that these people are on a different level. And if you sit there and have that same mindset that they have, it's literally just going to kind of just like flow onto you as well too. So the mindset shift is huge. And I think just to add to that, just being more abundant and just appreciating the small things in life, because I mean, things are moving so fast right now with technology, social media, to where you can get really caught up in just, you know, paralysis by over analysis. And you know, being an entrepreneur is the trendy thing right now. It's like the really cool thing to do. And a lot of people just don't understand that it's a very just like different mindset and lifestyle that you have to buy into and live. And there's no cash out day. There's no payout day. It's all about just leveling up, getting better. And most importantly, just enjoying that journey and looking back at the highs and lows, not just always, you know, thinking, oh, when am I going to be successful and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I love that you just brought that up because especially in the fitness industry, now let's just rewind, like even just 5 years ago, right? It feels like 20 years ago now, but even just looking back not that long ago, like if you were an online fitness fitness brand or a fitness competitor. Like, it was very individual. It was like, this is my competitor. This is who I'm against. Oh my gosh, they stole my workouts, or this was my meal plan. And now it's so different. It's like, you have to, in every business, I just think in fitness, because it's our background, it's like, you have to have that abundance mindset. And you also have to know that if you're, it's all been done before. Like, even what you think is so original to you, you will find it's already done. So you're actually the copycat as well. So it's like, where do you guys go to get in that really abundant mindset around your business when you're creating?
Yeah, no, that's a very great point. And it's just like, a lot, you see people trying to reinvent the wheel, and it's just like, there's been so much done to it. It's like, that's really not necessary at the times. But I think it just really comes down to humility, you know, and just having that growth mindset. There's so many people out there with the fixed mindset, where they're very closed-minded. They think they know it all. They no longer have to be a student. So one of our mentors, Ty Lopez, once said that, you know, a mind full of conclusions leads to no room for expansion. So, you know, if you're not constantly growing as a person, trying to learn from others, have humility, you're going to lose in this game. I'm sorry. You just will lose as an entrepreneur. And that's kind of what's just really made us very successful, is just having humility, having the growth mindset. And most importantly today, you know, you have to have a way and a strategy to get people to know you, like you, and trust you. So for your listeners, that's a great acronym for them to remember, is KLT, know, like, and trust.
That's awesome. So you guys, before we really get into it, well, we already kind of are, but if you could tell us a little bit about your background and just what you guys are doing now.
Yeah. So this is kind of always like a touchy, you know, subject when we're telling our story, but this is something we've gotten very good at. And just, it's one of our challenges. Our life coaches taught us to do, is just be more vulnerable with our story. And I'll take you back about, you know, 13, 14 years ago. And it was 3 days before Christmas. We were 17 years old. And we get a knock on our door from a California Highway Patrol officer and a chaplain. And this was at 3 a.m. And that's probably never a good combination to get at that time. So I remember waking up, and I thought I was, you know, in a bad dream. And the case was, I never woke up from that dream. It was a reality. And I saw my mother on her knees screaming, you know, no, like, this can't be happening. And what happened was, our father, you know, passed away in a car accident. He was a correctional officer at San Quentin State Prison. So he was coming home from a work party, and he fell asleep behind the wheel and instantly passed away. So right there, in a blink of an eye, our world pretty much just turned to a 360. And what really hurts the most is we never got to say bye to him. And still to this day, you know, I it's just one of those things where you can never let that go. And after that, 3 months after that, our grandmother passed away. My mother's mother passed away to cancer. So we saw her bedridden for a long period of time, and we didn't even have a chance to grieve from our father. So to make a long story short, you know, Chris and I went through some very dark times just because we had no one there for us. You know, our father, our role model provider was gone. Our mother was lost. We felt like we lost half of her. She turned to alcohol. She turned to antidepressant pills. I remember coming home from school, college, and she'd be intoxicated. There'd be pill bottles everywhere. She would just lash out on us. So that was tough for us to really just like accept. And we were still kids, in my opinion, and we had no role model, no direction. And there were some really dark times, you know, where Chris and I got into trouble, and we just had a lot of anger in us, and we didn't know how to alleviate that pain. So, you know, what we did was, we pretty much just put on a mask, and we put our heads down and just built our business, because that was the only way we knew how to, you know, deal with our pain, was just to put our head down and accomplish goals and work. Mm-hmm. Our father taught us at a young age the importance of work ethic and how important it is. And we really took that to heart. So then we were about 24, 25 years old. We were flipping through the Muscular development magazines, back when people actually read bodybuilding magazines. Hilarious. So we flipped through that, and we were inspired by an article by Dr. Lane Norton. And he was just a huge mentor and huge just angel that came down from the sky that impacted our lives. After that, we hired him on as a coach, worked with him for 5 years, learned his methods on how to coach. got very fascinated by body compositional changes, physiology, exercise science, you know, got all of our certifications, built our business, and here we are today.
Thank you so much for sharing that. I always find it so amazing, just number one, how people are able to come back from that. And just, I'm sure all of the different things that went on and the beautiful things that you're now able to share with other people because of it. So I'm so glad that you share that part of your story, because it is so powerful for people who've gone through similar things to be able to hear that you have come up to be so, you know, been able to find your way through all of it. And, you know, it's just, it's always interesting to me with people in fitness too, who seem to be excelling and doing really well, is typically fitness saved them from something. Mm-hmm. And it was really something they dove into. But at the same time, it's like, sometimes we can dive so deep into it because it is something that it can be, you know, fitness is interesting, right? Because it can be an immediate like hit to make you feel better. So it can also cover up a lot. So do you guys find that you, do you work with a lot of different people to maybe work with some of that trauma as well? Or have you found that you're still like, it's still coming up, because sometimes fitness can be like a Band-Aid?
Yeah, I'm really glad that you actually touched on that, because that's exactly what happened to us. Was, you know, we actually turned to, you know, the weights, and that's what really alleviated our anger for so long. But if you kind of imagine the analogy of a pendulum swing, we took it too far to the right side of the pendulum swing, to where it was more of an obsession. It was selfish. You know, we missed family functions. We ruined relationships. We got into some bad habits. We gained like 40 pounds one time, and then we shifted it back to the other side of the pendulum swing, to where, you know, we were just very, very just like, you know, not nonchalant about it, going through the motions, didn't really care about fitness. But it wasn't until we kind of just, you know, hired mentors, went through the experience, learned how to deal with the anger, working with all of our clients, the certifications, everything like that, to where we were able to put that right in the middle of the pendulum swing where it should be.
Oh my gosh, that's so interesting, because I have this theory. It's kind of like, you know, in the extremes we find our balance, because I do believe we have to find those edges. So it's like, what is the maximum extreme of the other side of what you guys were experiencing? And in order to find that middle, it's kind of like, oh, okay, got it. Like neither of these are working. So what is something that you guys, you know, if you had a billboard and it was the only thing that you could possibly share with people, you couldn't speak anymore, you just had this one billboard that you could point at and be like, this is what we're all about, what would that billboard say?
That's such a great question. And we asked some of these, something similar to this with a lot of our guests on our podcast. But I think I would have some sort of a message that just would say, you know, stop chasing, you know, being, you know, physically fit, you know, work on being more mentally, emotionally, and spiritually fit, right? Because if you look at fitness, a lot of it is looked at as black and white, and everybody's always chasing the six pack, you know, the aesthetics, but it's like, why not chase that six pack in your brain? Why not have the whole package and start with the mindset, then build the rest of it out?
I love that. How about you? Was that Eric or?
Well, that was Big Brother by a minute.
Okay.
So for
yeah. I'm trying to keep the voices. I'm like trying to keep the voices straight.
Yeah. Well, for me, it would be something very similar, because I would say, don't put fitness on a pedestal. I've seen too many people just put fitness on a pedestal, and, you know, social media has a huge contribution to that. And whenever you go on Instagram or something like that, you just see like these wrong impressions of what fitness really is, you know? So I would say, don't put fitness on a pedestal. Look at it as like more of a tool belt. So what you want on that tool belt is, you want fitness to be one of those tools, but then you want to chase adventure. You want to chase career. You want to chase relationships. You want to chase other things in life, because you could be killing it in fitness, but at the end of the day, what does it matter just to kill it in fitness if you're missing all the other elements in life?
Oh, that is, I mean, that rings so true in my life. And that was another extreme, right? I had to go to this extreme of fitness and look at all the other buckets in my life that were completely empty. And I was like, mm-hmm. Wait a minute. It doesn't matter if your fitness bucket is overflowing or you have that body that you have been chasing your whole life. It's like, if the other stuff is empty, I can't even you guys know, like you could have everything you think you wanted, and all of a sudden you look and you're like, wait, this is nothing like what I thought it was going to be when I got to this place. Have you ever had moments like that where it's like you are physically everything that you were striving for and you thought it would bring all of these other things, yet it's like one of the loneliest places in the world.
Oh, absolutely. And a good example of that is probably 4 years ago when we did our first natural bodybuilding competition. We just wanted to try it out. And I remember we were shredded and everything, but it's like, I look back and I wasn't happier, more fulfilled. So, you know, that's a prime example of just, you know, aesthetics. You know, it's just everything on the exterior looks great, but, you know, there's a lot missing on the inside.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So I have this thing where it's like, because I'm all about super high standards, right? So, but at the same time, if that standard is pulling away from something huge, or if it's just not possible, if like sometimes it's like business needs to be at the top and sometimes body has to go on the back burner. But then once in a while, I get this bug up my butt, like usually after I go to like a Tony Robbins event, where I'm like, no, like everything can be like a higher standard. But how do you guys balance like, no, I really do want that higher standard for myself physically. And I do want that higher standard for myself in business. Like, how does it all kind of shake out amongst your schedule and mindset? And what does that look like? Like, do you guys have seasons?
Whew. Yeah, we definitely do. And, you know, I would sit here and be lying if I said that I had this all perfected. It's still a work in progress. And I don't think I'll ever sit there and find like that key ingredient on how to kind of balance this all out and do everything, you know. But for me, it's just really kind of, you know, striving every single day to get better. I'm huge on the four pillars of life. So health, wealth, love, and happiness. If I know that I'm sitting there, you know, really fulfilling each of those pillars, really working on them, you know, obviously with health, I'm in the gym pretty much every single day working on that, eating good, and then wealth. I mean, it doesn't always have to be money, but what am I doing to kind of just really fulfill myself, you know, wealth-wise? Happiness, you know, am I chasing experiences? Do I have adventure, fun in my life? Am I traveling? And then obviously, you know, love, you know, what am I doing to fill my love tank, you know, at the end of the day? So if I'm really working on those four pillars of life, I feel like I'm always constantly playing at a high level and surrounding myself with an all-star, you know, team around me and higher level people as well.
Mm. Okay. So both you guys, I want to hear from both of you, which, which one of these is lacking the most right now?
Okay, so I guess I'll go since I am the older brother by a minute. I would say, to be honest, I would say wealth, because I look at wealth as a combination of so many different things. I mean, I'm not a person that is chasing money. I'm not driven by money, and I don't think that's a bad thing for anybody that is. But for me, it's just, I think money is, and wealth is used as a tool. You know, for me, I want to be able to travel more. I want to be able to reach more people. I want to be able to give back more, do more philanthropy type work, you know? So, you know, wealth just, for me is something that I'm still working on, you know, and it's one of the big ones. It's always in the back of my head, but, you know, I think all of them too. And for me, it would be happiness. I would sit here again and be lying if I said that I was 100% happy. You know, I look at happiness as kind of like, you know, waves in the ocean. You know, some days it's high, some days it's low. Some days we go in phases where it's good and it's bad. For me, I want a little bit more consistency with that. And for me to do that, I'm going to have to fully keep, you know, working on peeling layers back of this mask that I have on that I still, you know, own up to from losing my father. You know, it's just, there's this like steel curtain on my heart, you know, that I can't really just peel back the layers on it and let people in and just be fully fulfilled and happy. And, you know, I'm very self-aware of it and I'm not in denial about it. And I'm definitely still a work in progress. And I plan on making that a big thing to work on in 2018, because if I don't do that for myself, going forward, like everything that I'm accomplishing and, you know, all these amazing things that we're doing and meeting great people, it's not going to fulfill me. And I'm going to look back at it and just think like, you know, I missed out on this happiness within all this stuff, you know?
So is that what you think is kind of still there for you, is just maybe needing to feel that more? Or like, are you aware of kind of what's keeping you from that? Or are you doing work around figuring out what you need to be more aware of?
Yeah, I think that it's a combination of both. Like, I'm definitely doing some more work around, like, you know, what it really is and like, kind of like, you know, just real, like, practical treatments on how to, you know, just really peel back these layers on the masks, you know. And one thing I have in mind is, I don't know if you heard Philip McCurran, he talked at Thrive.
Oh, yes. So
Yeah, so he's awesome. He does some really deep kind of like transformational work. And, you know, one thing we want to do in 2018 is go visit him in Boulder, Colorado, and work with him for 3 full days. Just really intense, just kind of focus on, you know, some stuff to kind of like, you know, peel back those layers in that mask. And not only that, I think too, it's because that's some stuff I'm working on myself too. But also, I think it's an amazing skill to learn and, you know, give back to other people and help out with our clients, because I know there's a lot of people that are going through it too. And, you know, it's like if you have that gift to, you know, get that out of people, make them vulnerable and, you know, have them believe in themselves, it's a powerful thing.
Oh, I love that. I was just going to ask that exact thing. Like, is this what you use? You know, it's like I have to go through it in order to be able to teach it. And I teach what I need the most. So it's kind of like we're constantly just learning so that we can also go and teach it, which is absolutely beautiful. I feel like then you can really be speaking from experience. And we know, like, yes, fitness, and we may love to teach fitness, but it's never just fitness. Like, that's right. Just this teeny tiny tool around like, okay, what are you thinking all day long? Because obviously our life is reflecting everything that we're thinking. So what do you guys find working with your clients? Are you predominantly like men, women, both? Who do you work with the most? And what is like, do you have a number one kind of overarching theme that people are working through?
Yeah, that's a great question. And pretty much 80% of our clientele in the past has been predominantly females. And I think it's because Eric gives out like eyebrow threading tips.
They are amazing eyebrows, I have to tell you.
On a serious note, though, what we do with them too, it's kind of like what you were saying before, how fitness is such a small little piece of the pie, right? You know, these clients will come to us and they think that fitness is really what's going to, you know, change their entire life. And they don't really understand that there's something deeper going on within that. So something that we've noticed a trend in what we have with our clients do, and even your audience can do this right now if they're listening, is you literally take out a white piece of paper, you split that in half, and on one side you put your why, on the right side you put your purpose. And you're literally digging deep saying, why do you want to achieve 20 pounds of weight loss? Why do you want to have the six pack? Why do you want to be in bikini shape? So once you start digging deep into the why behind that, you start really figuring out what your purpose is. And if you start figuring out what the why and the purpose is behind that, you can really set some small tangible goals that will really lead to some great results, not just in fitness, but overall just in all areas of life.
So important. Like, if we just took more time to just sit and ask ourselves questions, that's like, I've learned so much podcasting because it's just sitting in listening to the questions or being asked questions. It's like, wow, if we were all way more self-aware like that, we would make completely different decisions, because it's so easy to just be like, oh, I'm here, this is it, that's all there is. Like, we're never getting in tune or in touch with that stuff, you know?
Exactly. Absolutely. I think that a lot of us just lack, you know, being present.
So what is the best advice that both of you have ever gotten?
Oh man, Lori, you're coming up with some great questions here.
I'm just going with your flow. So you're helping me here.
the best, so for, this is Eric. So the best advice I've gotten from a mentor is just pretty much just, it's very simple. Choose faith over fear. Because if you really think about it, what is it really that always, you know, prohibits us from moving forward in life and unlocking our true gifts? That's usually fear. Fear creates this imaginary wall, barrier, whatever you want to call it, that's all in our head. It's really not there. And most of the times when we have problems, we just make those problems even worse than what they really are. So, you know, one of my mentors always said, just choose faith over fear. If you really, really believe in, you know, your vision, your gift, and you can serve and help people, I mean, you have a moral obligation to do that. And, you know, if you just choose faith and just, you know, understand that you're going to have setbacks, you're going to fail, it's okay. You know, it's part of the process, and it'll just make you a stronger person going forward.
Awesome.
My turn.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that nice? You get to like buy. I love doing interviews with my husband, because I'm like, oh, you bought me good time. Awesome.
your husband's awesome, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
For me though, it would be in the absence of clarity, take action. in the absence of clarity, take action. I think so many people are looking for that golden formula, you know, that roadmap to success. And instead of just, you know, diving headfirst into it and just taking action, I think a lot of people just sit there frozen, stuck in the mud. And, you know, they'll always look back on, you know, what if I just, you know, took that first step? What if I just leaped a little bit further? You know, what if I just got up and did something? So for me, like, you're not always going to have clarity with decision making. You know, life is a series of decisions, but there's not always going to be clarity. And you just have to end up taking action and following your gut and your intuition.
Oh, man, that's so good. And it's so true. Like, you know, people who, especially people who are really physical in their bodies, that makes so much sense to us, because it's like, well, you know, there's a lot of days when like, maybe this may not be like the best workout, or this may not even really feel like anything, but it's just movement creates more movement later. It's just, you know, staying in action like that is so powerful. Mm-hmm. So, so powerful. So what's something Absolutely. For you that runs parallel constantly in your life with taking care of yourself, your body, your physicality, but also like something that you see line up that's so similar to fitness, but then also in life?
Yeah, I think for myself, this is Eric, I would have to say that, you know, for me being diligent and, you know, having my non-negotiables, and one of those non-negotiables is my morning routine. And, you know, I think it's so important to have a morning routine, because you have to have that me time, and you have to take care of yourself first before you take care of anybody else and actually serve other people. So, you know, by having a morning routine, you're priming your nervous system, your subconscious, your energy to sit there and be in a great state of mind, to think positively, to have a clear conscience. And I think so many people overlook this, and this is something that we try to, you know, teach our clients to do. We advocate this in our book, and it's not for everybody, you know, but I'm a big believer of experimenting things. Like I said, it's a growth mindset. Be open-minded to trying things. So, you know, try it. And if you don't like it, it's not a big deal, but at least you can say you tried it. But I think the power of a morning routine is so just crucial for me and my benefit, and for me to serve people on a day-to-day basis.
So what exactly is it? Your morning routine.
Yeah, absolutely. So first thing I do is I wake up and I weigh myself fasted, because that is the most accurate way to do it. And I'm just kind of like a OCD freak when it comes to weighing myself, like, you know, at least 5 times a day. I still am really religious about that. After that, I drink a big glass of water because I'm very dehydrated. Then I have to get my coffee in. And usually it's just like a light to medium roast. I don't really like the dark roasts. So I'll have that to wake up. And then I actually just come in my room and I'll either read a book, or I'll read, you know, some sort of like, you know, fitness training, scientific, you know, literature, to keep myself educated on that. And I'll do that for about 30 minutes. And then after that, I'll journal, you know, 3 things I'm grateful for, or just something that's on my mind. And then from there, I'll do like a 2 to 3 minute meditation. You know, that's pretty much all I can pretty much handle when it comes to that. And then that's really it. I'm ready to, you know, roll for the day. But I'm always trying to look for different little ideas. But that's my current morning routine right now.
I love that. I mean, if it works for you, and it's, you know, it's like feeding your soul, and that's what works, it doesn't matter how long or short the meditation is, to me.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, just right now, actually, though, I'm having those moments of I need a longer meditation, but my soul is just telling me that for some things creatively. And I'm like, okay. Got it. But it doesn't always have to be that, you know? So do you guys have a similar morning routine? Are they the same?
Yeah, it's pretty similar. I mean, go figure, we're twins. But I would say, though, for your audience, I think, you know, it's very important to have a morning routine, but a lot of people skip over a wind down routine, right? Because people don't understand that, you know, how much noise is out there right now, with just even all the social media out there, just all the decision making, you know, like relationship stuff, just, you know, financial stuff, whatever it is. There's so much going on throughout the course of the day, right? So I really advocate picking a time to really, you know, shut it down. So let's say, for example, you pick at 8 o'clock and then you go to sleep at 10 o'clock. That gives you 2 hours to really just decompose, wind down. And you can do a lot of like really easy exercise like this. You can just do some meditation. You can do a warm bath. You can stretch. Do some static stretching. You can go on for a walk. I mean, there's so many things you can do to just like unwind your brain, you know, so you can prime your mind for success the next day and do it again.
You forgot Netflix and chill.
There's that too. That's so true. For social media, it's like I have to get off of it, because even though it can become such a big part of your job, right, if you have an online business, I think it's important for people to be seen, for them to their messages to get answered, and you know, all that stuff, especially if you have different challenges and things going on like I have going on right now. But I feel so consumed that I have to get off like an hour before, or you can start feeling a little bit like your house is not your own and your life is not your own, and really overwhelmed. So do you guys have some boundaries around social media?
Absolutely. I mean, what we're trying to do, especially now, is just cut it off about 2 hours before we go to sleep, because there's been times myself where I'm like working, you know, 30 minutes before I go to bed, and I'm thinking about Facebook ads. It's like, yeah, what the hell? Who the hell thinks about that and dreams about a Facebook ad? You know, so totally. Once I did that, I was like, dude, man, like, you got some problems. Yeah. I was like, you definitely got to switch some things up. And that's when I started just kind of like unwinding, doing a wind down routine 2 hours before bed. And it's helped out a lot. It really has.
Yeah, and I think just to add to that, you know, I try not to just check it in the morning first thing when I wake up, because I don't want that to be the first thing on my mind. So I really try so hard not to do that, but I'm not perfect. I mess up sometimes. And then, you know, not going down the feed so much. I think that could be so time consuming, and you can get so caught up in it. I mean, it's just constant dopamine, right? So, you know, just me not going down the feed so much it's been kind of a game changer, and it's, you know, it's saved a lot of time.
Yeah, it's very real. Like, the more I stay off of it, the happier I notice that I am. And sometimes it's like, I'll have those moments where I'm just like weird, or I'm weird to my husband, and I'm like, oh, I've been on social media too much. Like, it's just, it's not, it can be so beautiful, right? Like, we get to connect with people, we can use it for so much good, but there is this point, you can find this check-in point, and I'm sure you guys know exactly where it is for you as well, but it's a feeling that kind of comes over me, and I'm like, I'm not feeling happy. Like, I'm feeling a bit robbed right now. So, for me, that's when I go out, I take a walk, I get up, I move around, I get re-in touch with the things that actually feed my soul. So for you guys, when you're feeling funky, or when you have a big launch, or when you've really had to be on social and on, you know, your computer a lot, what are things that you do to just go disconnect, get out of it, and do soul things?
Yeah, I love that question. And for us, we call this a mental deload, right? So in training, your body needs some sort of rest after anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks of hard training, right? To let your muscles, your ligaments rest. Same thing with your brain these days. You know, like, you can overconsume so much information these days through social media. And what people don't understand is these days, you know, a lot of us, our brains were kind of wired to learn at a cart and horse analogy. So very slow, right? But these days, with all the technology advancement, all the social media, we're learning at almost at the light speed of a rocket ship, right? So we can't consume all this information. We sit there and just freak out, and it's just information overload. So I always recommend people every 4 weeks, you know, whether you're sitting there consuming all this external knowledge through like videos, YouTube, podcasts. You know, podcasts, reading books, all this stuff, take a 1 to like maybe even 4 week deload of not reading, watching, or consuming any type of information. This way you sit there and you soak up all that knowledge. You sit there and you get your own creative, unique thoughts, and you can go out there and, you know, share them, you know, with the world, whether it's through social media, your community, or your clients, whatever it is.
Oh, that is the best advice. I literally just got back from Costa Rica, where I really, for the most part, stayed off social media, except for like what I wanted to put out in the world. Like just one post from there that was inspired a day. And it was so powerful to hear my own thoughts. Like, before I went there, I was like, man, I'm just like, I'm not even feeling like myself. I'm not thinking, like, I'm not inspired. It was so blurred. Like, I just felt like a walking empty vessel. And then you go and you clear everything out, and it's like, oh, there you are. You were just like consumed with everybody else's thoughts, like, and everything that you've been reading. It's almost like your insulin, right? It kind of like shuts off if you are like consuming all of this other stuff. So it's so, so interesting. So you guys, tell me more about your book that you have.
Yeah, so our book is called The New Era of Fitness. And pretty much in that book, you know, we talk about, you know, five different elements. And those five elements are flexible nutrition, flexible exercise, personal development, how to develop a mental, growth mindset, and then how to intertwine everything into a lifestyle. Because like we said, you know, we've seen, fitness, you know, just be held on a pedestal. We've seen it, you know, been looked at like under a microscope, black and white, to where, you know, we've come up with some different, you know, concepts, analogies to make it flexible, right? And we really like the acronym REF, which is realistic, enjoyable, and flexible. How do you make your training nutrition programs realistic, enjoyable, and flexible? Because not only you got to think about this, when you're in your fitness journey, you want to find something that you're going to, you know, find realistic, enjoyable, and flexible for days, weeks, months, and years on end. So that's kind of like what our book talks about, and a little bit of our story as well too, and just, you know, some different habits you can pick up for just, you know, personal development, how to acquire a growth mindset, and then, you know, the four pillars of life: health, wealth, love, and happiness.
That's awesome. So who are you hoping finds this book?
We're just hoping, I mean, any type of fitness enthusiast, even somebody too, that's just,
I would say young, even millennials, like entrepreneurs too.
Yeah. Because if I had something like this when I first started off, I could avoid so much of those like bad habits and black and white, you know, type of mindsets that, you know, you acquire in fitness, you know. And I just think that a lot of people really need to kind of just start looking at the way fitness is going, instead of just, the old school way that were like, it was like the bodybuilding days, the Arnold days, you know, those days are kind of over.
Also too, you know, especially with just like how we're just at a go, go, go society and that, the way it's going right now. I mean, you see so many people just put their health on the back burner, and it's just, that should be at the forefront of everything, because you want to be around for the long haul. I mean, social media has made us all more youthful, in my opinion. And it's like, why would you not want to be around longer? It's like, if you're going to be crushing it, you know, making all this money, being successful, it's like your health has to come first, because if you're, you know, in the hospital in and out, it's like you can't enjoy any of that. So that's really what we touch up on this book too, because, you know, we've been around a lot of just like different, you know, high level masterminds, seminars, to where, you know, we see the trends in these entrepreneurs nowadays.
So true. I mean, we are able to stay alive for a very long time right now, and medicine could keep us alive for a very long time. So you might as well make those years really good, right? Because I'm watching a lot of people who, you know, at this age, watching parents, watching grandparents deteriorate because of bad habits, like just not taking care of themselves at all, and watching how the last 20, 30 years are lived out is really eye-opening. You know, you never think, you know, I'm 36 right now. It's kind of like, I never thought I'd be watching my parents and grandparents like this. And it's so eye-opening to be like, we could live a very long time. So how do you want to make those years look, you know, with your children? And do you want to be mobile? Do you want to still be, you know, how much energy do you want to have? Because that's really up to us right now. So
yeah,
it's just, it's crazy. And we have the power over it. I love that you share that. Like, we really, really have the power to choose how we want that to look. So what is something that you wish more people knew or asked you about?
That's a good one. I don't know. Do you have an answer to that? The fact that we're identical twins. That's a great question.
Got me stumped on that one.
Yeah.
It's good. You got time.
Yeah. So something that people, that I wish people knew more about us. I would say, for me, Eric, I would say that, man, I'm just a very, very just like, you know, I'm an extrovert at heart, you know, and I think sometimes, you know, if I meet people and stuff, like they'll think that like I'm an introvert or something, because I'm a little bit closed off and reserved at times, but I'm an extrovert at heart, you know, and it's like, I love talking to people. I love meeting people. I love networking. So that's maybe just something for me, that I can think of right now. What about you?
Yeah, I thought of something now since you gave me some time.
For me, I wish people would ask me, you know, just, where was that mindset shift with just, being an entrepreneur and not being afraid, you know,
I really don't have many fears going forward with like entrepreneurship anymore, you know, even like finances or anything like that. And I used to be so scared of all that stuff, you know. I used to play so small. And I think just like if there's some way I can just kind of just get this message out there more, that's another thing I want to really do going forward in 2018 is just like the mindset shift, because if I can do it, anybody else can do it. I remember that day when we signed up for Tai Lopez's mastermind, it was like $25,000. And Eric and I were just like, holy crap, this is a lot of money. We don't know if the ROI is going to come back. We've never done something like this before, but we found a way to pay for it. And we knew this was like the time to take that next step to get that next level. And ever since that, my mindset has just shifted being in that mastermind with just such higher level people and just people that are doing such big shit, you know, in the world, and they're not scared. You know, they're not being held back by past beliefs or barriers or finances or anything like that. They're going out there just crushing their dreams and utilizing their gifts and their vision. And it's just like, man, it's such a mindset shift. It really is. I know you know this, Lori, but it's just, I think people just, they play so small and they need to start playing at a bigger level, you know? And I think that starts off with just with mentorship and just really just surrounding yourself with just A-level people.
Gosh, Chris's question was way better. Answer.
You can answer again if you want. You've got to take two, but I liked yours too.
No, he got me with that one because I could piggyback off that so much. So I really enjoyed what he just said. So I'll just stick with that.
I love it. I love it. Okay, you know that it's so true. Just to go off of that, that was absolutely my shift as well, is being in a room full of people and going, oh my God, there's another way. Like, there is another way that people are thinking, being, doing, living, acting, breathing than I have been seeing. And once your eyes are open to it, it's all you can see after that. Because your soul knows, right? Like, your soul is like, oh, this is how I'm supposed to feel. Like, this is the room I'm supposed to be in. Which sometimes we can get those feelings, though, even though that's our first initial gut hit of this is the room I'm supposed to be in. Then it's like, crap, why am I in this room? Have you had that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's contagious though. I mean, yeah, there's a little bit of self-doubt when you're first there, but then it's like after that you want more, and then it's like, you know, you start believing in yourself more, and you're like, you know what, I belong here, and there's no such thing as going backwards. You know, you're only going to go forward.
That's so true too. It might feel like you're going backwards, but once you know there, it's impossible to. You'll keep moving forward. Really, really powerful.
Absolutely.
Okay, so anything that we didn't cover that you want to share with the listeners?
I mean, honestly, Lori, this has been great. You've asked some really, really good questions. There's nothing else I can really think of right now. I mean, thank you so much for having us. Again, like, you're a true inspiration in our eyes. Like, when we saw you speak at the TEDx and Thrive, and just to get to know you and your husband, Chris, you guys are awesome people. So keep changing the world, and thanks so much for having us. We truly appreciate it.
Oh, I'm grateful to you, and thank you for everything that you share. I really, really, especially as men out in the field and doing what you're doing, I really, you guys are making huge changes and just bringing mindset and vulnerability and all of the important things that actually create transformation. So thank you for leading the way in that, and I really enjoyed this conversation.
Yeah,
Thank
you're
you.
very
Appreciate it.
welcome, and that's one thing we want to bring to the table, is just like not put on this type of front, because it's so easy to like have that perception of people on social media these days. We're like, yeah, these guys are crushing it. I wish that I had their lives, but I'm a human being. You know, I have my flaws. I'm working on stuff, and I'm trying to get better every single day. So I just want everybody to understand that there's no perfection, like even in us or anybody.
Yes. Where can we find you guys? Where can we follow you?
Well, you can find our eyebrows on everything on social media is pretty much Dynamic Duo Training, or just everything's going to be on our website, dynamicduotraining.com.
Amazing, you guys. Thank you so much. And if you loved this episode as much as I did, make sure you share it with your friends. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take one second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget, to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.